With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Federal Aviation Administration is listing where it plans to scale back flights by 10% starting Friday. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the reduction during the government shutdown will impact thousands of flights nationwide.
We're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent things from deteriorating.
There have been staffing shortages among air traffic controllers who've been working without a paycheck. Some have called in sick.
If the pressures continue to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures.
Major airlines, aviation unions, and the travel industry have been urging Congress to end the shutdown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among 40 of the busiest across the U.S. where flights will be cut due to the government shutdown. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced she won't be seeking re-election.
After representing San Francisco for nearly 40 years in Congress, Pelosi will be retiring at the end of her current term. She was the first woman to become Speaker of the House, and she held the position twice. Pelosi's powerful leadership and liberal politics proved to be a thorn in the side of Republican Presidents George W. Bush and Donald Trump. At age 85, Pelosi will be stepping down at a time when many Democrats are clamoring for younger political leaders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Virginia jury has awarded $10 million to a former teacher in a lawsuit that accused an administrator of ignoring warnings that a six-year-old student had a gun before the teacher was shot. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow is down by 398 points. The Nasdaq dropped 445. This is SRN News. Democrats won big in Virginia on Election Day.
That's bad news for pro-lifers. Thanks to the Democratic legislative victories, the state will likely soon have a constitutional amendment that enshrines abortion. The win by Democrat Abigail Spanberger in the governor's race also foreshadows an end to outgoing Republican Glenn Youngkin's efforts to rein in the promotion of the LGBT agenda in Virginia public schools. He issued several orders aimed at keeping boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City's Jewish community, the largest in the U.S., is abounding with anxiety now that the city has its first Muslim mayor. Zohra Mamdani won over many liberal Jewish voters with vows to make the city more affordable and equitable, but he's alarmed many others in New York and across the U.S. with harsh criticism of Israel, including assertions its military campaign in Gaza amounted to genocide. SRN News. Some old friends have joined the National Toy Hall of Fame.
The new inductees include the gooey, slimy, and often homemade plaything Slime. Perennial best-selling games, Battleship and Trivial Pursuit have also joined the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. Battleship and Trivial Pursuit have each sold more than 100 million copies. Slime has been sold commercially since 1976, but it's also a popular DIY project. The National Toy Hall of Fame found inside the Strong National Museum of Play. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has decided not to offer the IRS's electronic tax filing system for free next year. An IRS official informed state comptrollers that IRS Direct File will not be available in filing season 2026. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.